Blog Talk Radio live here on with Coaching with Carrie. And we are moving right into tactic number 6 of the amazing book called Shift, How Top Real Estate Agents Tackle Tough Times by Gary Keller and his team, Dave Jenks and Jay Papasan. It's a New York Times bestseller. Amazing book that talks about when shifts in the market happen, whether they're seasonal or economic, you can shift too. And we talk about the proven strategies for achieving success in any real estate market, and it's so important for any top producer to be able to do this. I'm going to apologize in advance. I'm about 10 minutes late here because I've had major technical difficulties this morning logging in for some reason to Blog Talk Radio, and I apologize for that. And it's kind of ironic since I'm going to be talking about catching people in your web and internet lead conversion, and I was having problems with technology this morning, and yet it's technology, so I'm just going to go with it. This is, of course, recorded, and so I will go ahead and push out this recording for those of you that weren't able to stick around and listen to the live call today. But either way, I want to move right into tactic number 6 because this is a big one. Many, many people in this real estate industry, especially top producers, are catching people in their web. They are internet lead generating and lead converting, and that is very, very important. On top of that is the whole, you know, social media phenomenon, which I have access to some of the top social media coaches in the nation, and I'm going to also continue to do coaching sessions on that here in 2016. It all goes hand in hand. It's just another way for you to catch people in your web and to lead generate and convert, and to diversify that is very, very important in any market. And so there's an unknown, quote, sorry. I'm not sure who said it, but it's a great quote, and I love it, and I think it really fits with just kind of keeping up with internet lead generation and converting, and as well as social media, because it's changing so much, and yet it's so important to our business. And this quote is, "You can't expect to meet the challenges of today with yesterday's tools and expect to be in business tomorrow." It's just true. As a business owner, whether you're in real estate or any other industry, you need to be able to keep up with the times, right? Especially as it comes to technology, the internet, social media, et cetera. And a shift forces you to rethink almost everything you do. And the scarcity of business and the competition for it tugs at your pocketbook and tests your willpower when there's a shift in the market. And one critical area you must have to reassess is your internet strategy and your social media strategy. And really, that sits at the crossroads of expense management and lead generation. And the shift has forced you to remargin your business, as we've talked in the past couple tactics here, cutting spending on everything that isn't leading to real financial results, right? And as a result, the expenses of your internet strategy are now going to be under serious scrutiny. And the shift has also forced you to refocus your lead generation on methods that deliver motivated leads ready to buy or sell today. And that's going to even demand that your long-term activities yield as much near-term business as possible. So the results from your internet strategy or your social media strategy or both are now going to be under serious, serious scrutiny. And here's the hitch. Generating a quality lead from the internet is difficult in good times, right? We know that. Or it's at least somewhat complex. I mean, you have to know what you're doing. You have to play around with it. But in a shifting market or a shifted market, this can be downright daunting. So if your website presence, if your internet lead generation, if your social media lead generation isn't consistently generating appointments with motivated buyers and sellers, then it's not going to be able to earn its keep in a shifted market. So a lot of people, a lot of the talk tech says that success on the internet is measured in clicks and unique visitors and page views and registrations and partial leads. But really, we believe it's measured just in one way, and that is in appointments to do business. So although we have a lot of agents that have long operated under the misconception that, you know, a website or internet lead generation is more about professional branding or validity than it is about really getting appointments, sometimes, and it started this way. We all built a site, and we didn't really think much about the strategy behind it because we basically just figured it would be a place for people to see that we knew what we were doing, and it was a kind of almost like an online resume, right? But this is really a myth, and it's changed over the years. It was a myth then, and it's really a myth now, because basically, if you build the website, they are not going to just come to it, right? We all know that. So you have to spend time, effort, and money to basically create SEO that's going to drive people to your website to get them to log in to get leads, or you're going to have to spend time, effort, and money on different ways to lead generate on the internet or on social media. That's just the bottom line. And basically, you know, what we understand and what we need to know is that you can get a great source of leads on the internet, but you can also get a great source of financial loss and frustration if you don't do it right. And so basically that the truth is that buyers don't really care that you have a website. They just want to look at homes for sale and research neighborhoods to live in, and they'll use any site that basically allows them to do this, right? Sellers don't really care if you have a website. They just want to know the value of their home and the sites where it will be marketed for sale. And like buyers, they will use any site that allows them to do this. So if your site doesn't meet clear-cut expectations in a manner that causes buyers and sellers to want to use your website, ultimately, then the website and the internet in that capacity isn't going to work for you. So as far as a website goes, the most straightforward way that I could put this is that a website is a tool for you to offer consumers what they want in exchange for what you want. It's a vehicle that basically enables you to offer them real estate information in exchange for their contact information. It's a win-win information swap that must be the foundation of your entire internet strategy. And when I say internet, I'm also now talking about social media. Social media is the same thing. If you run an ad for a seller landing page, what you are doing is you are offering sellers real estate information in exchange for their contact information, right? It's a win-win information swap, and this is what has to be the entire foundation of your internet and social media strategy. Now, your website can actually accomplish more. Your social media presence can accomplish more, but you shouldn't ever accept anything less than that. So when you view it in this light and hold it accountable to this, then your website and your internet lead generation and your social media presence can become one of the most powerful lead generating and appointment converting tools in your arsenal. Because there's so much confusion about the internet's role in our industry, and there always has been, and it changes so much, we've kind of put together a little bit of the fundamentals of an effective internet lead generation plan for you in this particular chapter, in this tactic number 6, which is about the internet. So extensive research, interviews, and mastermind sessions with some of the most successful agents in the country that use the internet from the very beginning and still do basically led us to a surprisingly simple 3-step approach to basically internet lead generation. The 3 areas of focus are creating and maintaining an internet presence, right, or a social media presence, and really it should be both, lead generating for traffic, and then converting those leads to appointments, right? The big aha is that contrary to what some may think, internet consumers don't really exist. And so history reveals that when any niche becomes the majority, they are no longer a niche, right? This is exactly what happened with the internet, right? Because the beginning, those that were on the internet for real estate really were able to capture, but then everybody got on the internet, and then it was not that big of a deal anymore. So essentially, our customers today are internet customers, which makes them all, well, everybody our customers potentially. So why is that significant? It's significant because it gets us out of the myths of internet customers and internet specialists, limiting beliefs that might imply that unique buyers and sellers who require different effort and who are highly specialized are the ones that are online. No, everybody is. We know that. 96% of people start their search online, right? So for all intents and purposes, everyone is now using the internet, and we're all internet agents. So the internet is no longer about the extraordinary. It's about the ordinary, and it's as much part of our daily work as the mobile phone is and our car is, really. And now social media has really moved into that place. So when this book was written, the internet had become commonplace. High 90% of people are starting their internet search online or their search online for their home, right? Now I can tell you that we're talking about numbers in that same range in the 90% of people who are literally on social media. So when I'm talking about internet lead generation, you can interchange that word with social media, because really the reality is that we are all real estate agents that need to be on the internet, and we are all real estate agents that need to be on social media because that's where the customer is. So you need to create and maintain an internet presence and a social media presence, right? A successful website doesn't have to do a lot, but it must do a few things really, really well. Thankfully, it doesn't have to cost a lot of money, or it doesn't have to require a lot of technical expertise on your part, or even occupy much of your time. The widespread adoption of the internet and real estate has both made things affordable, as we know, and created basically an industry of service providers to help you. And we here at my office in particular have a full-time IT person that basically helps you set up your two websites that are searchable through an IDX by from the MLS. And so every single licensed realtor has two freestanding websites. They're used for different things. Community pages can be made on them, so you can actually create higher SEO and become a niche, you know, real estate agent expert in different geographical locations should you choose to do that. And every single buyer and seller can search for property on your website. Now, this is why it's important for you to understand it doesn't have to be expensive because it's not here. We set it all up for you so it isn't something where you have to go hire a bunch of people, and yet you can now be funneling people to your website to do their searching. Even when they're not quite ready to buy or sell, if they just want to do research, send them to your website because you now become the website that they go to just kind of think about things, to start the process. They can set up custom searches, et cetera. So this isn't something that has to be super complex, super expensive, but everybody should have that. It's important for you to have your own freestanding website, one that you can buy a $10 a year domain, carriesells.com, right? Something like that, that you can actually market. It's easy for people to remember, and you can send point that to those websites so that people are directed to your websites, not to other people's websites. And so this is very important to understand, is that you just have to have a professional, you have to have a professional exposure online, both on the internet through a website as well as on your social media, personal and business pages. And you just need to know that it's all about the exposure it brings. What kind of value do people get when they go to those particular places on social media or on the web for you? So basically, just make sure that you're creating and maintaining an internet presence and a social media presence. If you don't have a business page on social media, you should. And if you don't have a personal page, you really, really should. And we need to make sure that we are putting content on there that's going to be interesting to people and they get the value from all of those places. So what are the other few important things that your website must do? Or in other words, what are the elements of a great real estate sales website? Like I said, professional, up-to-date look, right, which all of our websites do, and you can easily create that. It doesn't have to be expensive. It just has to be professional, right, and look like it's not dated. So you need to keep that up over time. If you haven't updated it lately, you might want to. And you really need to empower the consumer, like I said, so they can search on your website for different things, and you need to put valuable information. It needs to be easy to navigate, et cetera. And so those are going to be the main things. So remember, your site's primary purpose is to capture leads that become appointments, right? And the same thing with social media. So you'll have to look beyond design, of course, to verify that your website has a way that you can basically offer opportunities to lead capture at every turn in your website. So are potential buyers and sellers given reasons and easy to find ways to phone and email you, right? These points of contact should be well-placed, easily found on a page. They should also be labeled in plain language, avoiding real estate jargon so that your potential consumers understand what you're offering. Offer things like a free CMA in exchange for their contact information. Same thing, a free CMA, My Home's Value, buyer and seller tips, first-time home buyer tips, you know, things of that nature, both on a website and social media, landing pages that you run ads in exchange for people's contact information is going to be very, very critical. You know, you want a compelling, memorable website address or domain name like I talked about. So it can be yourname.com, yourbrand.com. It can also have something to do like yourareahomes.com or yourniche.com. Of course, I'm using that. So it could be like yourmaplegrovehomes.com, yourfirsttimehomebuyer.com. resource.com, those types of things. The unique and simple sites will be named for a special area they feature, a special niche, or your name and your brand that you're out there marketing. And it's the same thing for your business pages on social media as well. So essentially, you know, you need to have these types of sites. The other type of site that's really important and has come a long way and it should be something that you consider is single property websites for all of your listings. If you aren't doing that, you should be. And if you want more information on that, I can help you with that. All of our agents actually have a platform in which they use here at my office. It is getting their listings so much more exposure, not only on the internet, but also through social media, because there's so many things that you can do with that single property website to not only expose your listing and help your sellers expose their listing throughout their social media, but it's exposing you and your expertise and your brand as well, and it's really, really amazing. research tells us that your buyers and sellers clearly expect a few critical elements in your website or your online presence. The buyers, like I said, want the ability to search all homes in the area, so the IDX, like we talked about, which all of our websites are set up on, so you need to make sure your website has that so they can do that searching. They want to get instant notifications on properties that meet their criteria, so they want to be able to set up a custom search and get reminders or get updates or get new listings right to their email, which our websites do that for you. Of course, you can do that through your MLS, but then it's through the MLS and it's not forcing them back to your website, which is going to be a total, it's a different thing, and you have more ability to capture your buyers and sellers if you bring them back to your website versus just through a search on the MLS. You know, they want to save search criteria for future visits, etc. Besides those tools, they're also looking for information on communities, neighborhoods, schools, the home buying process, so you should have information on that, or you should do blogging on that. You know, likewise, sellers want to know how much their home is worth. So they want a home valuation or a CMA request form. As for content, sellers want market statistics, information on home selling processes. You must meet or exceed buyer and seller expectations in these areas, or guess what? They will go to a different website to get it. So basically, we've given you a checklist, the elements of a great agent website, on page 115 of the book Shift. By the way, if you don't have a copy of this book, contact me and I'll get you one. It's a checklist. The tools are common enough that it shouldn't be a struggle to incorporate into any website, any social media. The real challenge is to make sure that when a buyer or seller visits your site, that these features are appropriately spotlighted. They're not lost in some kind of a navigation bar that, you know, they can't find. It needs to be very user-friendly. The first thing a buyer or seller must see is exactly what they came there for in order to keep them there, right? Everything else is a distraction. So think about that when you're looking at your websites. When your website meets these achievable yet non-negotiable standards, you will know that you can lead generate to it with confidence, and it's very important to be able to do that. Having exactly what people want is more than half the battle. So, and as technology continues to evolve, tools will change and vendors will come and go, and you just can't lose sight of what buyers and sellers are primarily seeking, and that won't ever change. So when you offer what they want, your site will be sticky, as the techies say, because when visitors who find your site find what they want, they tend to hang around. Same thing on social media. Same thing if you're blogging on your social media sites and you're bringing them the information they want, they're going to continue to go back to your Facebook business page or back to your personal page because they want more of that information. And when buyers and sellers who you know, find you on the web get what they want and have every opportunity to get what they want, then they're going to give you their contact information. You have a chance to get what you need, which is an appointment. That's just the bottom line. So no matter how great your website is, if no one ever visits it, then it's useless, right? So we talked about how you have a great website or great social media presence, but if you can't get people to those places, then it doesn't matter. You need to have traffic. So to be successful with your website and your social media presence, you must have strong lead generation plans that pull, push, and lead people to it. And the most effective lead generation plan will use both offline and online marketing to accomplish this. The internet age basically did collapse many traditional competitive borders, right? We stopped advertising and marketing in a lot of ways because of it. And territories that were once highly local are now pretty much global, and that social media has made that even more so. And so the challenge in competing with the reality of that, to be honest, is that, you know, you need to be figuring out how to do some online and offline marketing to get people to your own websites, to get them to your own social media. So, you know, the reality of it is SEO, which we talked about. So having the right information in your blogs, creating community pages, so when people are searching, you're popping up, and to really focus some time and energy and money on that. As far as social media goes, you can easily demographically get your business page in front of people in any geographic area in different age ranges with different interests. You can demographically choose the people that you want to push to your business page to get them to like your page, therefore to continue to go to your page, to be able to look at your ads and to communicate with them, to get connected with them on social media in a really, really quick way. So it's just really important to get, you know, how am I going to drive people to that through SEO, through demographics on social media, through domain names that matter in your market and point back to your website. Things of that nature are going to really, really be important. And then you can basically use social media to force people to your website and vice versa, links on your internet. So now we've got your website and we've got your social media playing together, right, and sending people back and forth. If you do just listed, just sold cards, if you do farming and you do postcards or newsletters or anything in print, make sure that your websites and a call to action, what they can get from your website, as well as your social media presence, is on all of those things, because a lot of people are going to want to find you in those ways instead of calling you, right? I mean, because barely anybody picks up the phone and calls anymore. That's just the reality. You're much more likely to get a message on Facebook, a like or a friend request on Facebook, or a hit on your website where they can actually search the MLS and maybe save a search without having to talk to you, and potentially even a text before you'll ever get a phone call. So always be thinking about having all of these things everywhere that you're out there, whether it's online or offline. We need to guide them back to these places. And so the path that buyers and sellers follow you, find you on the internet, you know, can originate online, but it can originate offline, like we're talking about. So just make sure that you do this all of the time. You're constantly thinking about that. So if you own multiple domain names or websites, you'll want to fit them into your larger strategy, right, as economically as possible. Many of you have multiple domain names, et cetera. And so it's just, you know, have them all redirect to your main site, and then you can have them direct to niche sites if you want to, or specific single property sites, because you can put them in more than one place. So that's just going to be important for you to know. You know, multiple sites just take a little bit more time, right, and money sometimes to manage and to upkeep and maintain. But these single property websites are very, very simple to do, and they really do have a big impact, as I had mentioned. So now on what we need to talk about is capturing, connecting, cultivating, and closing these leads that you are generating. So first we're talking about your internet, your website, and your social media presence, and how important it is, and what you really need to do, and to understand, you know, how that looks. The second part of that was, how do you get people to those places? And we talked about you do that through online and offline marketing in a variety of ways. And I think that we've been in this industry of social media and internet for so long that most of us have a good idea of what that looks like. To me, this last part is most important, because a lot of people get leads from those places, but they never convert them. So let's talk a little bit about that. We talked about the lead conversion strategy in tactic number 5, get to the table, in the last session of mine. Well, the process is the same, right? You need to capture, connect, close, and when you can't close, you need to cultivate. It's the same for internet or social media leads, just like it was for any other lead. But there are a couple of critical differences. The first is in the capture step. This is where most people fall short, to be honest. If a prospect makes a sign call or an ad call to your office, you can actually verbally capture, connect, and close, right? If they call your IVR, your 1-800 number, if they text you, it immediately captures their phone number through caller ID. They leave a message, again, allowing you to call them back, connect, and close. The internet doesn't present you with such a direct and controllable path to an appointment, and that tends to be the problem of why a lot of people can't convert these leads. With the internet or social media, you must be intentional about capturing enough useful information to be able to get back to these prospects. If that doesn't happen, you don't really have a lead. You have a website inquiry, right? Your website may generate a lot of traffic, but it won't generate any transactions in this case, and you may gain some bragging rights about, oh, I've gotten so many leads, but you don't earn any points with true business people because you're not getting anything to closing. So make sure your site has a way for the consumer to register, or your landing page on social media or your Facebook page on social media has a place for the consumer to register, but also you have to have a good reason for them to do it or they won't. So can they easily register for you to supply them with compelling services and information? These could be the exact same offer response hooks that you use in your other lead generation models when we talked about that, like the special reports that you can offer people, common mistakes to avoid, things like that, or first-time home buyer tips, or you know, mortgage tips with your lender, things of that nature. Just be sure that they're clearly visible on every single page of your website, and they're clearly visible on your social media presence when people go to look for you there. And finally, since most visitors will be on your site or on your social media Facebook page to look at properties or to find out more about you, you must decide how far you will let them go before you ask them to register. It is a delicate balance with which you'll have to kind of experiment, to be honest. The most important thing to remember is that the offers will have to be very persuasive to get an immediate response you seek. You have to give them things they want, you guys, or they're never going to put their contact information in. It's going to scare them away from your website. So the other vital distinction in regards to lead cultivation is that you're either going to capture a name and a number, or a name and an email address. And if someone gives you a name and a number, You simply call them back and handle it just like any other captured inquiry. But if all you get online is an email address, you're put in more of a passive type position where you must cultivate that relationship to see if you'll ever get, if they'll ever will give you their name and number, right? And research shows that buyers and sellers captured on the internet often begin their online search as much as 18 months before they intend to buy or sell. Now, that's average. But remember the car lot on Sunday analogy? Well, it's true. The internet allows buyers and sellers to arrive early in the process, start looking around, and the cultivation process we described in Tactic 5, Get to the Table, last week, is much more active with live inquiries but tends to be more passive with these online inquiries. So online cultivation is different, and it's kind of like having an internet farm in the same way you'd have a geographic farm. It's actually closer to a marketing plan than a conversion plan, with basically a couple of key exceptions. Number one, you must still respond quickly to have a chance to cultivate them. And number two, technology makes it economical to have many, many contacts, which means that's a good thing because sales is a numbers game, right? So let's first address response time. Speed wins this contest almost every single time. Buyers and sellers who decide it's time to stop being anonymous and start the active process expect reasonably timed responses to their internet queries, period. Once they have registered or emailed you, fast response is critical, and I mean within minutes, seconds, as fast as you can do it. Internet usage has everyone accustomed to basically fast response. Well, you know, in our world right now, everybody is used to and demands fast responses. That's just the reality. So you should think in terms of responding in less than 24 minutes or 24 seconds versus 24 hours, to be honest with you. So an auto-response email that is warm and service-oriented is a great first step, and that will just happen automatically. Excellent way to ensure that you give a very quick response, so set that up if you haven't done that already. But an immediate phone call or personal email or even a text, depending upon how they've inquired with you, is even better. And if you can't do it personally, then have your staff do it or have a team member do it, because it needs to be something personal. Anyone who does this for you has to make a quick response in your name and get enough information so that you can contact them yourself when you become available, and that is going to give you the highest probability of an appointment. Okay? So it's very important for you to understand that when you are converting and when you are cultivating these online leads, right, capturing and connecting with them and cultivating and then eventually closing them, it is a little bit of a different process, and you have to have systems in place or it's just not going to work, right? And so that's what we're trying to get through to you here, is that you, the most successful agents follow up quickly whenever users register. And it's the best chance to connect and possibly close the prospect for an appointment, right? You need to get their phone number somehow. By connecting with them and responding quickly, you're likely to be able to get their phone number faster because they see you're a professional, they see you're responsive, and quite frankly, you've just hit them at the right time. They actually want to talk to somebody about this, right? And that is just going to have to be your mindset if you're going to do any kind of social media or online lead generation. So be sure you always give them every opportunity to move faster. Encourage them to get a real-life perspective on the process, because sometimes they want to hide behind the internet or social media because they're not quite ready. You need to know your scripts, and you need to move them along, right? And when you can't convert a lead like this into an appointment, you have the opportunity to gauge their motivation and offer other services, like getting them pre-qualified with a mortgage person for free or a free estimate of their home's value. So find things that they might be willing for you to do that are not super committal, and that will also help to get them excited and likely move them along in the process once that starts. Remember, it's not just what you offer, but how you offer it that can make the difference. So don't just focus on the offers you make. Experiment with how and when you make them until you find what works, and then continue to do that consistently. So in our research with top agents on their web and social media strategies, we made a concerted effort to basically establish a baseline measure for success in lead capture and closing. Just like we did, not me, but just like our company did and Gary Keller did in the lead generation modeling of the Millionaire Real Estate Agent book, basically he believes that if you can put numbers behind your expectations, then you'll have a quantifiable goal to reach for and eventually surpass, right? And so in this book, Shift, in page 126, there are some points of conversion, seller rates, buyer rates, and it's important for you to understand that these are average, but it is a nice benchmark for you to start at. So 15%, you know, seller rates and 85% buyer rates when you look at visitors to like a website or to a social media page. And then when you start looking at appointments and registrations, a little bit different. So as you can see, the majority of visitors are buyers, interestingly enough, because sellers tend to be more motivated in their quest to determine the value of their home. Sellers are much more likely to register, however. So the net result for you could be for every 700 visitors you drive to your site or social media, should be able to capture approximately 20 seller and 20 buyer registrations. That should yield an average of one buyer appointment and one seller appointment. This is just an average. Bear in mind, it doesn't reflect your efforts in your market. That could be very different. Some agents far surpass these benchmarks. Others, of course, are going to fall short of this. So tweaking your website, your social media presence, and the offers that you are putting out there, your landing pages out there on social media through trial and error, will get you to numbers that should be close to this at the very least. And basically, that sums up the foundation for your internet and social media lead generation. You'll need to create and maintain a website and a social media presence that's designed to capture and close leads to appointments. That's the bottom line. You'll employ offer response marketing, like we talked about, both online and offline, to basically targeted groups of people designed to basically drive traffic to your website as well as to your social media websites and your landing pages, and basically get them to register or contact you at that point. And finally, you'll have to have systems for capturing, connecting, cultivating, and closing those leads to appointments to do business with you. And with this clear understanding in mind, let's really quickly look at how you'll implement this strategy in a shifting market, because that's what we're talking about. If it's seasonality, if it's an economic turn, and your market starts to change, the shift forces you to reevaluate everything that you do. We've talked about that, especially in an area like internet, that can carry some fixed ongoing costs, especially if you're paying for SEO or paying for AdWords or pay-per-clicks, things of that nature. You're running ads on social media that have a particular monthly budget. And so you need to be asking yourself if the internet and social media is really where you should be spending your money, your time, and your effort. I can tell you it probably is. You just need to make sure that you're doing the best that you can to convert these and that you're really, really using your money in the best way possible. Just because, again, you guys, this is where everybody is. So to pull away from this probably wouldn't be smart, but you need to hold it more accountable and you need to really be contacting these people quickly and you really need to be focusing on your efforts and seeing where your most leads are coming from, where most of them are being converted from, and then focusing intensive efforts in those areas. Instead of maybe just kind of throwing it out there to seeing what sticks, you just need to be more purposeful in a shifting market. And so, you know, it's really important for you to understand what your conversion rates are, how they look, where they come from, and focus on that in any kind of a market. It's important to do that, but for sure in a shifting market. It's just a bottom line. So basically what I would tell you is that, you know, there are four widely issued strategies ranging from basically upfront registration to open searches with registration attached later to not having a registration option to front-end registration. I mean, there's to back-end registration, we're talking about on websites or when you have seller landing pages on social media. The reality is that nothing is probably perfect. In your market, it could be different. You depending upon what you offer them in your website, it can make it different. So you just need to play around with this a little bit because there's never really kind of a perfect scenario for anybody. You just need to figure out how am I going to capture those leads and try them, and it's a little bit by, you know, trial and error, to be honest. Research shows that you might actually get a little bit more registration with the upfront win, but it's a little bit counterintuitive because then they weren't as serious of people. So now all of a sudden you're getting a bunch of people that aren't very serious. So they're putting information in that isn't accurate, things of that nature. So then if you have them register more towards the end and you capture them with more information and you keep them wanting more, you might get less people to register, but they might be more serious. Their contact information may be more accurate. So you've got all these things that you'll need to play with and you'll need to understand. No matter which way you go, you need to basically make sure that you're constantly looking at it and finding every single day, okay, you know, keeping up with this experiment, right, and seeing what strategy works best for you. But you can't do that. You can't do something for a long period of time without really overanalyzing it and deciding if it's working for you and make the changes quickly if you feel like you need to, because that's how it's going to work, especially in a market that's shifting. You just don't want to be doing something for too long that's not working for you. If your marketing isn't sending enough people to your website, or if your ads on Facebook are not sending enough people to your social media business page, you know, if the registration responses aren't getting any people to click on it and give their contact information, you have to do something different immediately, right? You can't wait too long before you to make a change. You have to be impatient in any kind of a market. You should be, but you really need to be impatient in a shifting market. So I want you to step back and think of your website as being one big open house. You're there to sell the house, and you're there to get leads. Most visitors aren't going to buy that house, but they're going to buy a house, right? They are researching. So take the opportunity to capture their contact information so that you can assess their needs and get into relationship with them. While the vast majority is just looking, follow up quickly and systematically so that you can close all the motivated leads to appointments to do business, and then keep in touch with the others because eventually they might want to do business with you even if the timing isn't right for them now. Just as some say open houses aren't very effective for lead generation, many believe that the internet is equally unproductive and best left to a handful of specialists. The truth is, you guys, leads generate opportunities, and they're only as good as your capture, your connect, your cultivate, and your close systems. So if you don't have good systems, then you're not going to get a lot of business from open houses, and you're not going to get a lot of business from the internet or from social media. However, if you've got the right systems, you take the time to study this and research this and experiment with this, and you continue to do it, and you continue to get better at these systems, then you are going to get the results that you need from your open houses, from your internet lead generation, from your social media lead generation. It's all about how good you become at these particular types of systems, period. So focus on having a great site and a great social media presence that's cleverly marketed and makes timely, compelling, and offer response marketing messages. Make sure you deploy a quick response follow-up program to basically reap the rewards of these internet and social media leads. And no matter the market, you must have some presence on the internet. You must have some presence on social media. That's no longer a question or an option. And using the power of the internet and social media to communicate with clients, share information about your services, validate your standing as a professional real estate agent is truly critical to your business. Technology and the internet and social media are no longer a choice. The question is, do you move from simply communicating to effectively lead generating in these platforms? In a shift, we don't think you have a choice. You must make your technology earn its keep. So it's not a question of, do I use internet? Do I use my website? Do I use social media? It's how do I use these things in the best way possible, and how do I make them earn their keep? Because I need to be frugal with my money in a shifting market, and yet I need to step up my game as it comes to lead generation. And I promise you that online is the best way to do it. I'm going to go ahead and cover a little bit more after the shift series about social media internet lead generation, because that's a whole nother animal that really I've talked real briefly about, and I've combined it here with internet lead generation and website lead generation, and it's truly very different. It's about building relationships and getting into relationship with people really, really quickly, establishing credibility, and you can do this so much faster on social media than you ever could do in person. And so it's a really, really important part of your business, whether it's in a upmarket, downmarket, shifting market, it doesn't matter. It's here to stay. Everybody's on social media. And you need to be on it too, and you need to be using it very purposely for your business. I truly believe that. So after I'm done with this coaching series on shifting, I'm going to do a couple coaching series on that. You'll want to be on it, or at least listen to those when it comes. I'll, of course, get it out there to you to make sure you know about it. In the meantime, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at CarrieHKW. That's my handle there. Or you can find me at Coaching with Carrie on Facebook. You can also, of course, find me right here on blogtalkradio.com under Coaching with Carrie. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, or you can just log right into blogtalkradio.com, Coaching with Carrie, and find all of my recorded sessions if you miss any of these. I hope that you will continue to listen. Thank you so much to all of you that are doing that. Let me know if you need any of these books that I'm doing coaching series on. By the way, carrieh@kw.com is my email address. I will get you a copy of any of these books. Truly, if you follow any of these tactics in your business today, it's going to help you for in any market. Short-term and long-term, I'm completely confident of it. And remember, you can call into these as well. You call in if you log into blogtalkradio.com, search Coaching for Carrie. You see the episode that I'm doing right here. There is actually a number that you can call into, and you can ask questions. So go ahead and do that anytime that you want to. I would love to answer your questions as I'm going through these live sessions as well. In the meantime, thank you again so much for joining me here every Friday. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you next time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time next Friday, right back here live on Coaching with Carrie on blogtalkradio.com. And we are going to talk about tactic number 7 of the book called Shift, and that is to price ahead of the market. Your seller pricing strategies in a shifting market are going to be truly critical in your success when a market shifts. So I can't wait to talk to you about that. It's a big one, and I look forward to it. Thanks so much, you guys. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.